Now let's explore situationen that might shock, disappoint or discourage you. To shock is another eerend verb, so you can work it out as ja, schockieren. Shocking is schockierend. That's S-C-H-O-C-K-I-E-R-E-N-D. Just add a D onto the whole verb to give you that English ing ending. Now, diving into the past and using der Horrorfilm, how would you say, the horror film really shocked me?
Der Horrorfilm hat mich wirklich schockiert.
Der Horrorfilm hat mich wirklich schockiert. Let's now add, I thought that the film was truly disappointing. To disappoint is enttäuschen. E-N-T-T-A-Umlaut-U-S-C-H-E-N. So disappointing will be enttäuschend with a D. Gut. But the diving form is enttäuscht with a T. No ge necessary up front, with all verbs starting with ent. The diving form of denken is a really bad guy. Remember gedacht. So firstly, I thought.
Ich habe gedacht.
Ich habe gedacht. Okay, keeping enttäuschend in mind, how would you say that the film was truly disappointing? That, das, triggers a vile situation, so in German we'll say that the film really disappointing was.
Dass der Film echt enttäuschend war.
Dass der Film echt enttäuschend war. Now putting that together, I thought that the film was truly disappointing.
Ich habe gedacht, dass der Film echt enttäuschend war.
Ich habe gedacht, dass der Film echt enttäuschend war. You know, this ent sometimes runs parallel to the English dis. As you may recall, Michelle Thomas taught us entdecken, which means to discover. Now here's a really nice example of German word building in action and even parallel thinking. Courage is der Mut. Mutig is courageous, that's M-U-T-I-G, mutig. Ermutigen is to encourage. So how do you think you say to discourage?
Entmutigen.
Gut. Entmutigen. Julia, try this group of words now. Courage, courageous, to encourage, to discourage.
Mut, mutig, ermutigen, entmutigen.
And now it's your turn. Mut, mutig, ermutigen, entmutigen. Great to be able to pick up so much vocabulary thanks to one tiny courageous word, Mut, courage. Now you know, der Fehler is a mistake. Capital F-E-H-L-E-R. Think failure. All words ending in E-R remain the same in the plural, so the mistakes are die Fehler. Now, let's use entmutigen to say mistakes should never discourage you. But first, what's that should handle? Sollen. And here we need sollten. Never is nie. So let's use the formal Z first. Bearing in mind the German word order, you'll say mistakes should you never discourage.
Fehler sollten Sie nie entmutigen.
Fehler sollten Sie nie entmutigen. Good. What if Julius said this to Julia?
Fehler sollten dich nie entmutigen, Julia.
Fehler sollten dich nie entmutigen, Julia. Bravo, das stimmt auch, Julia. That's right. Now, remembering that handy trick when you add a D onto the full verb to give it that ing ending, what is encouraging? Ermutigend. And recalling the word Erfolg, how would you say success is encouraging and motivating?
Erfolg ist ermutigend und motivierend.
So true. Did you work that motivierend out? Leicht, nicht?